Hello and welcome to another podcast of the Queensland Freemason podcast with our creative name. My name's Luke Elan and I'm sitting here with Graham Schultz today, and we're doing a podcast about some of the things that you can do and see in the United Grand Lodge of Queensland, which is located in Ann Street in Brisbane, in a big old historic building that's really hard to miss, but a lot of people haven't taken the time, including our own members in some cases, to come in and see what we actually do here and have here for them to see. And one of those things I want to talk about, I guess, from my point of view, because I like it, is the library. And we have here a very large collection of Masonic-related material. So large, in fact, that I'm sure if you started at one end of the library and worked your way through to the other end of the library throughout your lifetime, you probably wouldn't be able to read half of the books that were there because there were too many. So it's often said that there are more Masonic books than one could read in their lifetime, and I think we have that just in our library alone. So how does it work, Graham? Do people often want to stop in and visit our centre here to find out what they can research about and look into?
Yeah, I think what's happened recently is that people are becoming more interested, and our members are becoming more interested in realising that they can use the facility. Like you said, I didn't know until 3 years ago. I'd never been to the Grand Lodge of Queensland. I'd never been to the building. I had no idea what was here. And now I find myself working here, and I find the rich wealth of resources that we have available for our members to have a look at. The books and the journals and the magazines and the history and the memorabilia and the museum pieces that we have in the library, and that the Grand Librarian, Brother Tony Tabbert, looks after, is really something to see. And Freemasons should feel quite comfortable in giving us a call or just popping in. Our office hours here at the building are 8:30 until 4:30 each day, Monday to Friday. The Grand Librarian, Tony Tabbert, is here most Tuesdays and Thursdays. But for the other times, you're very welcome. Members are very welcome to come in and have a look at what we do have in the library. I find there's a wonderful resource there as well, with the lodge files that have been kept over many years. If you want to find, for example, when your grandfather was initiated in which lodge,
and that's pretty common, isn't it? Mm. Today I saw a person come into the library who was trying to find out what he could do with his family's regalia that he inherited, and I think that the library provides access to that, because there must be one thing said about Masons is they're pretty good at record keeping, so
yes.
I think they always have been as well. Every person that would have signed up as a member of the lodge at some point in time will have had their records go through the Grand Lodge here, and they're quite well kept. And you would find that that's really interesting for historical and family reasons, when people can look back at what members have done within our ranks and what positions they've taken and lodges that they've partaken in. The one thing I find fascinating about the library is just the sheer volume of information there. The fact is that this is not just a bunch of old, dusty old books sitting on a shelf. There is a lot of new material being produced all the time, particularly in the form of journals and papers and articles. And the older material is certainly available in large quantities and covers all sorts of topics. And I think the thing about Freemasonry is people ask what it's about, and that's a very difficult question to answer because it's such a broad topic. The library in itself has rows and rows of books to do with various aspects of Freemasonry. So if you're interested in the practical side of how our meetings are run, if you're interested in what our symbology is about, if you're interested in finding about the history of Masonry in a particular area of the world, I'm pretty sure you'll find a book on it here, or a video here, or some audio. There's a vast array of material here that people can look at.
There's some wonderful museum pieces too in the library, and that includes the Grand Sword, which was given to the Queensland Grand Lodge in 1887 by Baron Barnett, which we use at all Grand Lodge ceremonial occasions. It's on display in the library. There are two great pillars from the original temple in Anstra, in Alice Street. From Albert Street.
Certainly a lot of historical photos too of past Grand Lodges, past Grand Masters. We often get people coming in and going, well, that's my grandfather or that's my uncle so-and-so, and they're able to actually physically see what they were and who they are. And certainly in the pictures of the Grand Masters around the wall are often familiar names to people who didn't realise they were Masons to start with.
It gives me a real buzz when I can take, say, a grandson into the library and discover something about, say, his grandfather, some of his history on the lodge that he was in and what rank he was in the lodge, and some of his Masonic history, which is really special, because, as you know, a lot of grandfathers didn't talk too much about Freemasonry, and it's wonderful now that grandsons can can find out about their Masonic careers of their descendants.
Yeah, I would have thought that that's not that uncommon for people in the family to find out sometimes at a funeral that their family member was a Freemason, and then they don't have the opportunity to find out who they are or what they did within our ranks. And the library actually has good records of all of that sort of stuff, particularly for people who are genealogists and are trying to trace their family lineage through.
Mm.
Until the last couple of generations of Masons, most members were fairly secretive about their membership, and it's just one of those things that if they haven't told you, you still may have the opportunity to find out a bit about what their involvement was and what that meant to them potentially.
Yeah, a good way to contact to the Grand Librarian is that even if he's not in the library every day, you can always email him. If you just jump on our website and click on the contact page, and you'll get his email, the librarian, there, and you can shoot him an email if you've got a query or if you want to come in and use the facilities, whatever, just contact him in that way, or just come into the office.
I guess the other thing about the library is that a lot of our books are available in ebook format thanks to the Project Gutenberg, which is the re-releasing of old books in a digital format and what Google is doing, but it's still not quite the same thing as physically going in here and having a look through the books that we have available. And not everything in our collection is online, that's for sure, but you'll certainly find a great deal of it is. And as far as I know, it is, for current members, a borrowing library for a lot of the material. There are some reference collection pieces, but for the most part, members of Grand Lodge, of the Masonry within Queensland, are eligible to do that. And also for visiting Masons from interstate and overseas, you can come in and have a look at what we're doing and sit down and take some time to look through everything. And it's a nice quiet space in the middle of a busy city too.
It is. It's great, isn't it? And I really enjoy all the Masonic magazines from all around the world.
There's quite a few of them.
You know, lodges that produce their own magazine, especially all of the ones in our own our country. You can read all of the magazines from there, and quite a good a lot from right around the world, which is great.
And you get to see then how the Masonic culture throughout the world is similar but different, because it's culturally aware of how it's implemented. And I was reading a Scottish magazine earlier today, and to see how they were approaching Masonry, they do it in a little bit of a different format to us, but it was still evident in their magazine it was Masonry to us. And you can have a look at magazines from all over the place. So I think that just about wraps up what we're doing. These are a short podcast to inform both the public and members of our fraternity what it is that we're doing here in Grand Lodge and how they can interact and communicate with us. So if you don't have any more messages for this recording, Graham, I think we'll wrap it up. And until the next podcast, stay on the level.